Okay, I hope all is good. Guten Zeus Hanukkah. Big schuss to be able to learn Torah today with you. Today's daf is daf Samach Aleph in Sechas Nedarim. And we're here on Samach Mebeis, Amar Ravashi. We had just left off, right? We had the Shiloh. What's the deal if someone says that he's not going to drink wine Yom? Right? Meaning not Hayom, right? That would be today. And not Yom Echad, not, that would be one day. That would be 24 hours. But what about Yom? Is Yom like Hayom today? And then is mutter for him to drink wine at Shkia, at sundown? Or is it closer to Yom Echad, which means it would be also for him for 24 hours? So we had one suggestion yesterday. We said we couldn't learn anything from our Mishnah. And so therefore the Gemara tries again. And says, Amar of Ashi Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Konam Yayin Shanitoim Hashana. If a person says, right, "This is I'm not going to drink wine this year," and sure enough, it's Abra Hashana, and it ends up that the year ends up being a leap year, right? Again, we have a fixed calendar, but back in the day, right, it used to be dependent on certain factors, and so weather factors, in terms of the produce, etc., whether they would declare a leap year. So sure enough, the year became full. And therefore, Aserba Uviyirura. So his nether is extended right through the end of the leap year. Right again, thinking, assuming that the year goes until Nisan. Right? The year starts in Nisan, right, and then goes until the end. Or really, even if you say that it goes till Tishrei, but I mean it's including the second. I guess that would be obvious. But Pasha is saying that Rosh Hashanah is Nisan, right? Like the Torah says, the Nisan is the first of the month. So when the extra month is obviously other Sheni, so the nether goes straight through until that as well. So the Gemara says, Hei Chidami, what's the case, right? Ilei Mekadei Katani, if you can tell me, it's like he said Hashana, it's this year. So Lamalu Lameimra, well, that's obvious. I mean, he means this year until it ends, right? Obviously, he means to include however many months this year will be. So Elo Lav Damar Shana. Maybe, it must be, that the Bryce's case is actually where he said that it's going to be in Shana, not Hashana, but Shana, which is similar to Yom. And Alma Shana Ke Hashana Dami. Apparently you see that Shana is just like this year, and therefore V'yom Nami Ke Yom Dine. And therefore Yom is also like Hayom, which means that it will be only this day, and therefore he would be able to drink wine at sundown. So Gemara says, no, not really. No, you can't learn that, because La'olam really the Amar Hashana. Really the Brisa said, keep the language of the Brisa. Or is it a Mishnah? I think it was a Brisa, right? So keep the language of the Brisa. I'm sorry. No, it's a Mishnah in... Oh, it's in the Mishnah that we're going to see in a couple of days. Okay, no wonder. Very good. very good. It's on Samach Gimel on the base. Okay, so keep the language of the Mishnah, meaning make sure that the Shana... It's not Shana, but it's Hashana. It's this year. I obviously has to keep the nether through the extra month. So Ma'azatema, you might have thought, Halach Acharov Shanim, and that maybe we go based on the majority of years. You didn't really mean to include the leap year. He meant to, I'm not going to drink wine this year like the majority of years. And Velo Ispe Ibor, and you might have thought that his nether would not include the extra month. And therefore, Kamash Malan, the Mishnah is teaching me that it is, in fact, chal during the extra month, and therefore, well, we have no proof whether Yom is like Hayom or Yom is like Yom Echa. And the Gemara moves on. The Gemara does not answer that suffix. And Pasha says, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I'm looking here trying to find it, but I think the Ran says that therefore we're Machmir, and we assume that he cannot drink wine for 24 hours. I don't necessarily see it right now. Okay, fine. Vayter. Yiboylehu. Another Shiloh. Amar Yayin Sheni Toim Yovel. Right, we didn't mention Yovel. We mentioned a bunch of different possibilities in the Mishnah: day, week, month, year. We didn't mention a Shemitah cycle, and then, but we didn't mention Yovel. But what's the deal with Yovel? Right, again, Yovel obviously being the 50th year of the cycle. Right, again, 49th year is Shemitah, and then the 50th year, right, is quote unquote Shemitah again, but it's Yovel, has different halachos. Okay, so what about if the guy says during this Yovel he's not going to drink wine? So, my shnas chamishim kilefnei chamishim o kila achar chamishim. How do you judge the Yovel, the year of Yovel? Does that count in his nether, or can he now drink wine right in the Yovel year? So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a proof, because there's a debate, as we're going to quote right now. How do you count the Yovel year? Right, again, there's obviously 7 years, 7 cycles of 7 years. That's Shemitah, and then the 50th year is Yovel. What do you do with the 50th year? Is that just like a limbo in-between year and doesn't count to any Shemitah cycle? Or does that actually kick off the next cycle of 50 years? So that's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, and the Gemara is going to assume that this machlokas is dependent on how you view the Yovel year. Pasuk says, "V'kidashtem eshnasa chamishim shana." You can make this 50th year is holy. That's Yovel. Shnasa chamishim atamona v'yatamona shnas chamishim v'achas. You count the 50th year, not the 51st, and therefore mikan amru Yovel in ola leminyan shavua. According to the Chachamim, Yovel doesn't count. It's just a limbo year. It's just in between. Right, you have 49 years of Shemitah cycles. Right, 7 times 7, and the 50th year is nothing. It's just it's Yovel. It's special. It's unique. It's not included in any cycle. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Yovel ola leminyan shavua. Yovel is the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. So therefore, in that first cycle, you're going to have the first year being Yovel, and the seventh year being Shemitah, and therefore two of the years you're not going to work the land, and five of the years that you will. The problem with that is that Amru Lo Rabbi Yehuda, right, the Chachamim therefore said to Rabbi Yehuda, understand, Harehu Omer, the Pasuk says, Sheish Shanim Tizra Sadecha, right, leading up the Pesukim, about one of the Pesukim talking about Shemitah, says that for 6 years you're going to work your field, and the seventh year, obviously you won't, that's Shemitah. Well, in Kanel Chamesh, as I just explained, if the first year of the first Shemitah cycle is Yovel, so then you're working the field only for the 5 years in between, from years 2 through 6. Right, the first year is Yovel, the last year is Shemitah. So then what do you mean? What do you do with that pasuk? It says 6 years you get to work your land. So Amar Lahem, he said, according to your logic, the psukim don't work out so well either. Because Harei Omer, the pasuk says, V'asisa es atvua l'shlosha shanim, or V'asos, I think it is. That basically that the Kadosh Baruch Hu promises that in the right, if a person doesn't work his field in the seventh year, right? So what is he going to eat? So the Kadosh Baruch Hu promises that the 6th year's produce will suffice not only for the 6th year but for the 7th year and also for the 8th year because you haven't planted anything, right? The 8th year until you plant and reap that stuff, you know the reaping season is in the summer, right? You have basically a whole year. Right, that rolls by without you getting new produce. So the pasuk says you're going to get bracha from the 6 years produce, and it's going to count for 3 years. The problem is if you have Yovel the year after, right? Anytime you have Yovel, harikan arba. Now you only have 4 years because you have the 6th year, the 7th year which is Shemitah, the 8th year which is Yovel, and then the 9th year after that is the first year of the Shemitah cycle. Is the first year you can work the produce. What do you do with that? What do you do with that? If you tell me that Yovel is an individual, right, independent. According to Rabbi Yehuda also, right? How do you understand that pasuk? So, rather, the only way you can understand that pasuk is ikal okma b'shar shenei shavua, right? Delay, right? It must be that it means, or shar shenei shavua, right? That you have to say that what it's saying, it's talking generally, that most times, right, you're only going to have 3 years when you need the produce. Yes, in Echanami, the Yovel year, you need 4 years of blessing, but most years, you only need 3. And Dileinami, so too in our case over here, Ikel Okma B'Shar Shnei Shavua, you can also just assume when the Pasuk says, Sheish Shanim Tizra Sadecha, that for 6 years, you'll plant your field. So that talking in general, right, most Shemitah cycles, you'll plant for 6. There is one Shemitah cycle that you only plant for 5, and that's how Rabbi Yehuda would explain the Pasuk. Okay. So just to get back, just to be clear, so the machlokas that they assume, right? And if you're telling me that according to the Chachamim, right, that the Yovel is just this limbo year in between, so that would be included in the nether. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's part of the next Shemitah cycle, it would be not included in the nether, right? And that's how the Gemara explains. Okay, weiter. Out of Pesach, Aser. Said until Pesach, it's going to be Aser. We have Machlokas Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi. Right, Rabbi Meir said if he says that it's Aser until the beginning of Pesach, and Rabbi Yossi says it's Aser until Pesach finishes. Now we pointed out that the Gemara in Kiddushin seems to imply that, says pretty clearly that this Machlokas is simply based on Lashon Bnei Adam. What do people usually say? This Gemara seems to imply this Gemara says different. That it depends. We'll see in a second. It's dependent on whether a person will use suffix language. Well, a person will use language that puts him into a suffix. Meaning, when they say that the language is Ad Pesach, right? That's or Ad Lef. What is it? The Machlokas is Ad Lefnei Pesach, right? But if you flip back to the Mishnah on Daf Samach, yeah, the Ad Pesach we said, right, until Pesach comes. The suffix with the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir is Ad Lefnei Pesach. That's a suffix because we're not sure if before which day of Pesach, right? It could be maybe before all the days of Pesach, maybe before the 5th day of Pesach, right? Before Pesach in general, before the last day. Okay, so it's kind of ambiguous language. So Rabbi Meir had said it's usher, you're usher to drink wine until the beginning of Pesach, and Rabbi Yossi had said until it ends. So the Gemara says here, the member the Rabbi Meir suffer lo mile inish nafshe the sveika, that Rabbi Meir seems to hold that a person is not going to put himself into some sort of suffix. He's not going to use this suffix type language, and therefore he meant definitively before Pesach. Rabbi Yossi suffer. Rabbi Yossi says no mile inish nafshe the sveika. Maybe a person will put himself into some situation of suffix, and we're not sure, right? But right, the Fnei Pesach, right, could refer to any part of Pesach, right? Even like the literally the moment before Pesach ends, right? That could also be what he meant, right? Lefnei HaPesach, right, before the last moment when Pesach, right, we're holding by the last moment of Hanukkah, or not really, but the last day of Hanukkah, maybe he meant just right before Pesach finishes up, right before the last bit of Pesach. So Rabbi Yossi holds that you'd be usher the entire time, and that person is willing to put himself and use some sort of suffix type of language. Problem is, we have the exact opposite in a different context. That Rabbi Meir is the one who says that a person will put himself into suffix, and Rabbi Yossi is one who says that a person will not use this suffix ambiguous type of language. So the Urmenhi, as in Stira, from a Braisa in Kiddushin, that makes sense, right? Because it's parallel sogia there in Kiddushin. Mishe yeshlo k'shtei kidebanos, mishtei nashim. Person has two groups of daughters from two wives. And the case over here, the Ron explains, is that the guy married the second wife after he married the first wife. So he has, again, if you take Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, so Sarah and Rivka are from the first wife, and Rachel and Leah are from the second wife. And that's the order of their age, right? Sarah, Rivka, and then from the second wife, Rachel and Leah. So the Amar, and the guy says, Kidashti is biti agadola. The guy said, I married off my eldest daughter, Ve'ini Yodea, but I'm not sure, when I said oldest daughter, Im Gedola Shebegdolos, if that means Mamish the oldest, like Sarah, or Im Gedola Shebegtanos, or the oldest of the smaller ones, like, I guess that's Leah, right? Not Leah and Rachel, but that's Leah. Im Ketanos Shebegdolos, or maybe I meant Rivka, which is the younger of the first group of daughters, but still, because she's still older, she gdolim in a gdolish b'ktanos, but she's still older than the younger two girls from the second marriage. So what's going on? He's not sure. So if that's the case, he's not sure which daughter he married off. So then kulan asuros de Rabbi Meir. Right, then everybody is usher, right, according to Rabbi Meir, chutz min ha'ktanos b'ktanos, except for the youngest girl, because obviously he didn't mean, right, that he should marry, that she should be married. Obviously, she's the youngest. She's never going to refer to her as the oldest. We don't know who. I mean, she's the only one who's mutter to everybody. But everybody else, right, is stuck because we don't know who who they're married to. And that's Rabbi Meir's. Shita. That's Rabbi Meir's shita. All right, good. Okay, the box just switches it around. The chutz min ha'ktanos b'ktanos, did Rabbi Meir? Okay, whatever. And that's Rabbi Meir's shita. That a person is going to use suffix language. Rabbi Yossi says no. Kulu mutaros chutz min ha'gdolos shebegdolos. No, the only one who is usher, right, who is usher to everybody, because we don't know who she married, right, and therefore she can't marry anybody because it might be a brother, a relative, etc. So it's only going to be the oldest one because that's clear. A person's not going to use suffix, ambiguous, uncertain, strange language. Right, and when saying these types of things, so that's the opposite. Right, that's Rabbi Yossi saying that a person will not use suffix language, and Rabbi Yossi will. No, that's the opposite. Rabbi Yossi says a person will not use suffix language, and Rabbi Meir says that you will. We learned the opposite, right? Our mission seems to imply the opposite. That Rabbi Yossi says that a person will put himself into suffix, and Rabbi Meir says he won't. Rabbi Chanina ben Avidimi, sure enough, Amarav Mukhlev Sashita. You're right. We have to flip. We have to flip our Mishnah, and it's Rabbi Meir who holds that a person will put himself into a suffix situation with the language, and Rabbi Yossi holds that he will not. Ve'atanya, and we have this is Benichusa, and we have a Braisa that proves this. Ze'aklal, right? Kol shezman kavua v'amar ad lifnei, right? If you have any situation, we have a fixed time period, let's say like Pesach or whatever. V'amar ad lifnei, and the person says up until beforehand. So Rabbi Meir omer ad sheyetze, Rabbi Yossi omer ad sheyagia. Rabbi Meir says it's also until the yontif ends. And Rabbi Yossi holds it's usher up until it begins, and that's exactly the opposite of what our Mishnah said, and therefore we see that, yes, sure enough, we do need to switch around the shittas. Okay, now the Mishnah again continues on with these time-fixed type of nedarim, right? And we always up until we said up until Pesach. Now we have Ara Katsir until the reaping season, Ara Batsir until the reaping of the grapes, Ara Masik until the reaping of the olives, Enu Aser Ad Sheyagia. Right? It's only going to be Aser until the beginning, not until the end, because the rule is that Kol Shezmano Kavua. Anytime you have a fixed date for something, let's say like Pesach, Chanukah, or whatever. Amar Ashiyagia, a person says it's Asr for me until it comes. So Asr Ashiyagia, it's Asr until the beginning of Chanukah, Pesach, etc. Amar Ashiyahe, if he says it's going to be Asr for me until it will be, then Asr Ashiyate, then it's going to be Asr for him to drink wine, for example, until the end of Pesach or the end of Chanukah. But if it's not a fixed time, like something that happens and varies when it happens, Bein Amar Ashiyahe, Bein Sha Amar Ashiyagia, Einu Asr Ela Ashiyagia. Right? Regardless of the language that he uses, it's only Asr until the beginning of that time period. What's the example of this? Ada Kaitz. Now, this doesn't mean until the summer. It means until the beginning of the harvesting of the Te'enim, of the dates, of the figs, as the Ron explains, because that's the Lashon of Kitz. They kitz them, they take it out, they cut it with their hands, they take it off with their hands, they reap. The figs with their hands. So that would be until the beginning of the fig harvesting season. So Achiyeh Akayitz, Achiyeh Tchilu, Ha'am Lachnis, Bekal Kalos. Meaning until if he uses either one of those languages, Achiyegia, Arakayitz, Achiyeh Akayitz, Arakayitz or Achiyeh Akayitz, so either one, that's going to be until they start reaping the figs until the baskets. But if he says Achiyeh Akayitz, until it finishes, so then, Ashiyak Pilu HaMiktos, that's until when they kind of fold up the knives, right, and for that they would use to cut some of the branches, and that's when he would be then allowed to drink wine. So, Tanam Lindner, right? So, Kalkala Shamru, this Kalkala, what's this basket that we're talking about? Kalkala Shalta'inim, right? It's the basket of figs, the local Kalkala Shalanovim. Apparently, that was later on. It's the basket of figs and not the basket of grapes. So, let's say if the basket of figs occurs, I don't know when, in the beginning of June, so the basket of they start harvesting grapes at the beginning of July, so right. So his nether falls until the beginning of June, right? Until they start harvesting the figs and not the grapes. Tanya, when they're brisa, hanoder meperos hakaitz. A person, again, similar language. What is hakaitz? What is hakaitz? What does that mean? Is that which fruit is that referring to? If a person says he's not going to eat any of the fruit of the kaitz, osher elab te'enim. That's the figs. That's what we're talking about. That they take with their hands, as the Rashi says, right? As the Ron explains. Maybe the Mefarsh says also, I'm not sure. Tanya will under Rabbi, sorry. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Anafim b'chol te'enim. No, that grapes are included in that, and he wouldn't be able to eat grapes or figs. My time in Tanakama, what's the logic? So we explain, Kasar v'te'enim miktsasim b'yada, Anafim lo miktsasim b'yada. He holds that figs are harvested by hand, and that's the Lashon of Kates, miktsasim. And then, but not grapes. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, Anavim nami ki mirdadan miktsasim biyada. Right? Grapes also, the Ron explains over here, when the vines dry out, so then people will snap them off with their fingers, and they are harvested by hand, and therefore miktsasim, right? Kayitz could also refer to grapes as well. Okay, everybody, have a great rest of Hanukkah. I'll go back to you on the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.